IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atal, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers, Brother Ali and Sayyid Abdullah Musa. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So this series of the program Viewpoints is mainly concerned with an analysis on the important points addressed by the leader of the Muslim Ummah, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. And in this new series, we are concerned with the topic humans or human beings in the speeches of the leader of Islamic Republic of Iran. That's all right. For today's discussion, I have two guest speakers in the studio joining me, Brother Ali Alavian and Sayyid Abdullah Musa. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So, we are talking about this kind of system which is valued by Islam, and that is the religious cum popular governance. We do not prefer the term religious or Islamic democracy, because I would say democracy has roots in the Western secular system, so it's not good at all to bring this concept to the Islamic terminology and then mix them together and say, okay, we believe in. Because, you know, some of the scholars and ulama inside the religion of Islam has said, we have answers for some of the needs of the human beings compared to what the Western world, the Western philosophy had did to his people. So maybe they coined this term as democracia dini or religious democracy in order to say that democracy is in the very nature of Islam itself and has answer for the needs of the people. Because we blame the Western democracy for the centrality of the human beings, what about the Islamic system with the human beings who are divided in the central system? Does it make any problem? You know, we blame the Western democracy because it believes in the centrality of the human beings. Mm-hmm. Now, in the Islamic system, at least we need some people to govern, is it so? And the only thing, the only attributes that we consider for that people is being faithful, a believer, a Muslim, or something like that.
Yeah.
So now different people, different lands, different Islamic constitutions must define this Muslim as a different people, isn't it?
Yeah.
According to the culture, I mean, the language, the race, or something like that. So here again comes different definitions about the people governing. Mm-hmm. What's the solution to this problem?
Yeah, actually, in Islam, as the brother said rightly, the actually division of the rights actually is going to be happening equally among all the single people in a society or in an Islamic society. Unlike the other schools that actually a certain group of people are going to be benefited from some certain rights. In Islam, priority, there is no priority over, for example, a white, there is no priority of white over a black or any class of society over the other. The only way for a priority of people is taqwa. Mm-hmm. Piety. The person who is more pious is the person who is more superior over others. But even this superiority is something spiritual. It does not give him any material right.
Okay.
And for example, since this person is more virtuous, so we have to give him more right? No. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the sample of piety in his own society. He was receiving less than the others. Even so, the leader of the Islamic Ummah, whoever he is or he is going to be, he has to receive the least amount of the right from the society itself. So this is a model. But how about the others? We see aristocrats, a certain group of people, the capitalists, those are the who are favoring more from the society. And the rest classes of society are not receiving. So the samples are actually quite obvious. What we can see in the modern countries or in the more democratic countries and societies, we can see the samples.
So we cannot find such a people who can apply through Islam in Islamic land, they will have the same problem as the democratic ones have in the Western world, isn't it?
Look, let's be back again, one step back.
I know, the Islam is intact, has no...
Yeah,
you know,
this is, this is the theoretically we are speaking, okay? Well, I'm not, when I'm coming to the examples, I'm saying, okay, if you want to, for example, challenge me to say, okay, is it happening the same in Iran? It has to go towards this. There might be or there might not. But we have to move in an Islamic way to this, actually, to implement whatever Islam says. Am I right? Am I clear?
You're clear, but I think the thing is, As human beings, right, or as Muslims, mm-hmm. Like the brother said, now I want to be a realist, I don't want to be an idealist.
Okay.
Right. Realistically speaking,
yeah.
None of us, and no system, mm-hmm. no matter how good the people of the system are, we cannot claim that we have an Islamic system. I even me personally, I have a problem with the
so
term
this is something
calling
that
a country
is
an Islamic country.
So it is something that which is not reachable.
No, hold on. Let me finish.
Okay. Based on what you say, it's not reachable.
No, I didn't say it's not reachable. Hmm. That's you said something that you said. I never said that. Yeah. I'm saying I have a system that we can call Islamic, because to have that term Islamic state and an Islamic system, it needs to run according with Islam in every aspect, which requires an imam, which we don't have. Now, what me and you can do, we can try to apply as much as we can,
yes,
from Islamic laws, as much as we can.
Yes.
Okay? But can I, so for example, if I apply 10% of the Islamic laws, do I have the right to come and call myself an Islamic state?
Look,
I can't, because I'm telling you why.
A non-Muslim
or even a Muslim will point his finger and say, well, you guys Muslims, where's Islam in this? Now, even us as Shia, even us who live in an Islamic country, so there's so many laws. Now, okay. I can save myself the trouble and say, no, look, it's not an Islamic state. I'm trying to imply as much as I can.
You say it.
That's a different
the same
issue.
Way that we challenge, for example, the other schools. We say, is it the system that you have brought us to humanity? So this system is full of mistakes. They might say, okay, this is not ideal system that we have in mind. So this is the one that we have in mind will come in future. No, say no. Mm. Look, we are practicing Islam to the extent that we can. The Islam has completely actually brought his rules and regulations. There is no actually deficiency in Islamic rulings and regulations and laws. But
there is no deficiency, but there are still so many completions to the rulings if you want to adapt into the modern world, isn't it?
So
because during the history there have been so many jurists, these fuqahan, ulama, who tried to update the Islamic rulings, coming to see,
no,
isn't
one,
it?
No one is updating the Islamic rulings.
Sorry,
look,
brother.
There are some questions. Look, brother, there are some, because the question, five
some,
questions.
No,
we're missing
some contradictions come to the scene, because you are getting, for example, your banking system from Western democracy, and you put an Islamic one to that, you want to juxtapose Islamic terms with the banking system. They do not come together. Then you want to be as close as possible to the pure Muhammadan Islam?
Let me give an answer which hopefully can actually answer both sides.
At least it's better to say there is an effort in order to get it as close as possible to the Islamic.
We can be successful. It depends. Look, the same thing goes to, for example, the followers of, let's say, Nuh alayhi salam. So was Nuh, did Nuh bring a full, let's say, Islamic system to his own nation or not?
Sorry again, brother, you're comparing the prophetic time with now.
Yeah, because I want to say that Allah will never ever leave his servants without any program or what we call
and
it.
The true hujjah.
Religion
don't go
a system.
Go as far as our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Prophet brought us, and look, to the, even at the
but
time of the Prophet.
Here's a question.
At the time of the Prophet. Can you tell the Prophet, okay, you have brought the system, but you are not able to make it. Mm. But the Prophet says, okay, I have brought you, theoretically, I have brought you everything. Mm. So this, the rest is on you, on your shoulder. To the extent that you are going to act upon them or not. So this is nothing with Islam. Look, so in your definition, the Prophet could
can
not,
we say that?
No,
sorry.
Wait, please, no.
No, there's a question. Prophet.
Don't interrupt me.
You said Prophet brought everything, okay.
Let him finish.
Okay.
Look, the Prophet will tell you, okay, I have brought you the system, but this is your problem that you have not acted upon that. I have appointed my successor, but you did not accept it. Look. Mm. Then you cannot tell the problem. No, you have not brought Islam. You have brought something that will act, at the time of Imam Mahdi. No, man. The Prophet brought us a system. The system is complete and comprehensive, and there is no even a single mistake in it. The rest is on us.
But we don't doubt that. That's a problem.
The rest is on us. So we have an Islamic system. We are, at least in this gathering, in this debate, we are talking an Islamic system. The rest is on the shoulder of the nations and the people and the Muslims. In one country, they select, for example, they are at least happy with a person who has inherited the government by his dynasty. The others are actually practicing democracy in a Western perspective.
Like
so, this is not against Islam.
But see, let me differ with you here. Let me go wrong with you here. Okay. Now, with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I could never use him as an example for an Islamic system. Do you know why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was a messenger for 23 years, 11 or 12 of which he was in Mecca. And
so
the rest,
he did not bring in Islam.
No. Hold on a sec. And the rest, he was in Medina. And even the time he was in Medina, he had to spend most of his time in wars and ghazwat and what have you. So he brought the system.
So
did he apply to the teeth and have that government where everything goes by what he says? Of course he didn't. Because he did not have, simply he did not have the time. The closest to applying was Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam. No. He applied as much as he could.
So you're talking, we're talking about two different aspects. One, the system itself, then the implementation.
Exactly. So that's what I said before.
We are in the same boat. I'm telling you, we have the system. We are again young in its implementation.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm saying we can acclaim this. We can acclaim we're trying as much as we can to apply the Islamic system, but not to acclaim that we have an Islamic system.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, if you want, and here's the thing. If you want to apply this Islamic system today, people will fight you. Do you know what happens? Because if you don't apply the system, if a thief steals, you need to cut his hands off. Or at least, you know, begin with his fingers and move on. If these laws apply today, you know what's going to happen?
Yeah, man.
The system, the whole system will collapse because people are not ready.
So
people will be ready to accept the Islamic clause when there's the head of the state that says to them, either you do what I say or that's it. They have no choice. Which we don't have such a thing.
I said we're trying. And we have the system, the same as the Prophet. He brought the system and he was trying. But the rest was on the shoulder of the people.
Yes.
Let me tell you. But when you talk about, for example, implementing Islamic system is not that easy. I want to tell you. So again, we have talked about it in earlier sessions, that we have the concept of ijtihad. And our study is very dynamic. We can actually act upon the Islamic rules based on the needs of the day. Mm-hmm. So you cannot say that, okay, look, well, bro, let me tell you.
Okay,
when a mujtahid sees the conditions and circumstances and he actually issues a verdict based on that, so this is the benefit of
that.
So
now we have a lot of mujtahids. Are people applying the laws of the mujtahids? Is the system itself now applying the laws of themselves?
What did I say a second ago?
I want to hold you to your word.
The rest is on the shoulder of the people.
Okay, I want to hold you to your word. You said the system is there. The rest is up to the people to apply, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in such a system that we're living in today, we have an Islamic law, which is stated by the mujtahid, al-ardu liman ammaraha.
Yes.
Land is for those who cultivate it. Now, if I go outside my city, and I take a piece of land, I put a fence, and I cultivate this land, and I say, this is my house. Islamically, the mujtahid will apply, will say, yep, you are within your Islamic right.
Yes.
Do you think the council would allow such a thing?
No,
or would they come with a shovel destroying my house?
Yeah, everything.
Look, again, these are...
I'm trying to do my job as a Muslim.
Look, Sayyidina, please, put all these elements together. I'm telling you. Why did I talk about the concept of ijtihad? He, based on the new circumstances, gives you the right. Yes. If he was living in, let's say, 14th century or 12th century ago, yes, the same was the same ruling that you talk about, the same verdict. But now he lives in this time. He knows the requirements and prerequisites of this, and that's why he...
But he can't change Islamic law to suit the state.
No.
So I can't, as a mujtahid, say, you have the right to cultivate.
Did you remember once you talked about
land, but since there's a state, you have to abide by the state's law.
Yeah,
but the state's law is not Islamic. The state's law does not even allow me to come and go as I please.
The state's law are Islamic based on the verdicts of, again, some of the mujtahid.
You know, brother, the case is that the systems that are ruling over the lands in all different parts of the world, whether are Islamic or non-Islamic, are called a system. Even in the Islamic lands, okay, these systems are imperfect imitation or emulation from the Western ones.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at the different centers, organizations, the banking system that are over here. What we're going to do is we give it a name of the Islamic... We give it the name of the Islamic...
Look, brother says, why the banking system is, for example...
This is not only the banking system, every part of it.
Even the government system is an imitation of the West. So this is... Look, is it the problem of Islam?
This is what I'm trying to say.
This is that not the problem of Islam. This is how we get wrong Islam.
That's
man.
What I'm saying. Yeah. In order to save Islam and to save the image of Islam, is that we cannot claim to have an Islamic system. We can. The only thing we can claim as the best we can, we're trying to implement as much as we can.
That's what I said.
That's what we can do. But to claim an Islamic system,
no. You said we cannot call this an Islamic system.
We can't.
That's what
you
say.
You have just reached to the point that I started.
Thank you very much for today's discussion. It was really nice. Sayyid Abdullah Musa and Brother Ali, we are out of time for today's discussion.
Thanks.
We have to cut it over here. Thank you very much. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this program. This is Weird Points. I am Atta, the host of this program. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Also, YouTube channel, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you. Afiyam anallah.